This podcast is intended for investment professionals only. Hello, it's a new month, a new week, and a new edition of Market Talk, where we aim to give you a brief rundown of what happened in markets last week, what's front of mind, and what's on the financial horizon. So back from all the celebrations of the long bank holiday weekend is me, Francis Watson, and sharing with us his investment insights, Ben Bennett, Head of Investment Strategy and Research, and who joins us from Hong Kong. Ben, how are you? I know you had a bit of a short week last week too, didn't you?
That's right. I'm very well, thanks, Francis. Yeah, we had Dragon Boat Festival on Friday. I didn't see any boats, but it was nice to have a day off as well. I was put up some Union Jack bunting as well.
Excellent. Having done a bit of celebrating, of course, some of us, notably B, will have missed some of the numbers that were out last week. So can we just kick off then, Ben, with the Eurozone inflation figures, which were a bit, talking of dragons, a bit sort of breathing fire that were so hot.
As usual, it seems, the inflation numbers surprised to the upside, and we had another one exactly. It was their flash inflation print, so it's not the final one, but it was higher than expected across a number of countries. And that's important because this week we've got the ECB, and this is a massive part of that decision-making process to how they're going to be tightening policy. And it just looks as though the pressure is huge from an inflation perspective, and they need to get on with tightening policy sharpish. Now, so they've sort of tied their hands a little bit. They're not going to, well, almost certainly, they're not going to be hiking rates at all on this Thursday because they need to stop doing QE first. So they probably will be announcing the end of their asset purchases on Thursday, and that will set them up for a July meeting rate hike. The question is whether they will be hiking by 25 basis points or 50 basis points in July and then going forward. Markets are pricing in, as we're talking today on the 7th of June, that they're pricing in at least one 50 basis point rate hike this year and the others 25 basis points. That's sort of the average trajectory. Whether they do that in July, I guess we're going to have to see some more data. But yeah, it does feel as though the trajectory has been for more hikes. Maybe the probability of a 50 basis point hike as we've seen these high inflation prints.
And how's that been reflected in European bonds then?
Well, yields have been going up. So definitely the two-year German bond yield has been flying higher, 10 years well. And also, interestingly, if you look at where Italian bond yields have been going, this is very important for Europe. So the difference in yield between the Italian government bond yield and the German bond yield has been expanding. And that's partly because the ECB is withdrawing support a bit faster than expected and hiking interest rates a bit more than expected. And that's going to be putting pressure on those peripheral countries that have been benefiting from ECB support for what seems like years and years and years. That's been withdrawn, and that's starting to see that wedge to the point where the ECB is actively talking about what they might have to do to support Italy if it got worse. There was a headline in the Financial Times earlier this week talking about the ECB has got plans to help if things do get worse. Unfortunately, everyone knows that that means that it needs to get worse before they will step in with support. And that's why that yield spread has been widening.
So taking away with one hand and giving with another. On a slightly lighter and brighter note, in terms of actual COVID restrictions in China, in Shanghai and Beijing, we've now seen a lifting there, an easing, which can only be a good thing, right, for China growth rate.
That's right. Although if you remember 2 months ago, Shanghai, I think the original plan was to restrict movement, to restrict economic activity for a few days just to get it under control. And it's been 2 months. And who knows going forward? I mean, I'm sitting here in Hong Kong and we seem to see the infections going up again. And in China, in Hong Kong, the policymakers really care about this. It feels as though the rest of the world has sort of moved on, haven't they? But certainly in China, there is still a massive focus on infections. If we're to see the increase infections, I think you'll see more restrictions being put in place. So as a result, our economics team has actually downgraded our China forecast. I think lots of people have been doing this. So if you remember, for 2022, the official target's 5.5% for GDP growth. We had downgraded our target already because of some of those restrictions down to 4.5%, because we know those restrictions are probably going to be rolling going forward, and they're not going to just be able to live with COVID this year. We've cut that down to now 3.5%. 3.5% is not terrible, is it? But it is a big cut, and it's a big miss compared to where policymakers, authorities want it to hit, which is 5.5%.
That's interesting. As you say, I mean, a lot of people would say whoopee for 3.5% growth, but not so much in China. But what does that actually mean then, given the rising oil price that we've seen this week? I mean, I think yesterday it briefly nudged back up to $120 a barrel again. And that's despite, Saudi Arabia saying, yes, we'll pump out more oil at the OPEC Plus meeting. But of course, what does that mean for growth for both the US and China with a rising oil price?
Exactly. Mm. It's all interlinked. I mean, funnily enough, a few weeks ago, I think we were talking about it, weren't we, that oil prices were starting to come down a little on the basis that people were worried about growth, less demand for oil. But as you said, they've been going up again. One of the headwinds for China is, increasing prices, increasing oil price, but certainly for the US. And the reasons why oil has been going up in price, we've continued to see question marks about Russian supply. Of course, the European Union has agreed some sort of partial ban on imports. And there are some caveats around that, of course, but there's some sort of the ban on imports. OPEC has announced that they're going to be bringing forward their production increase. So that should, all else being equal, lead to lower prices. They've said that they're going to start increasing more aggressively. It's just that a lot of investors don't believe they've got the capacity to do so. So they've announced that they'll increase it, but frankly, they've been missing their production targets for a few months now. So maybe they won't be able to do that. So you add all this together and prices have been going up. It's very important for the US because of we're hitting driving season now. They're going to be.
I was going to say, when is that? Is that July?
Yeah, it's the summer season. Period, exactly. So it's really important. And there's a big wedge, actually, even between the price of oil and what the refiners that obviously make gasoline are charging. So the impact on the US consumer is even more aggressive than what you see in the Brent price. So that's another reason why we've taken down our US growth forecast. So there's been a lot of forecast cuts that we've been making for 2022. And we haven't changed our European growth forecast, but again, that's going to weigh on Europe as well, higher prices and also lower growth everywhere else in the world. It's all a bit of a cacophony of weakness at the minute.
So you've got the world's number one and number two economies where you've shaved growth downwards and watched this space on Europe. But talking of Europe, what I noticed is the fact that the oil majors are going to be benefiting from this higher oil price. Is that one of the driving factors behind the relative outperformance then of the FTSE 100?
Yeah, the FTSE has been one of the, absolutely. I mean, most equity markets have been very weak this year, but the FTSE has been the pretty big outperformer. Yeah, and that's right. There's a lot of oil majors. There's a lot of commodity producers as well, miners there. And also there's a lot of companies that have foreign income. So that's income denominated, let's say, in dollars. And the pound, as we all know, has been pretty weak, isn't it, this year? So those dollars that those companies are making are worth more in pounds. And that's been boosting as well, the FTSE. So for no particularly good UK reason, as it were, the FTSE has been an outperformer.
Nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. Certainly not the political shenanigans going on at the moment. OK, so moving swiftly on then, Ben. So on the agenda for this week, I mean, we've mentioned the ECB on Thursday, but on Friday, we've got US CPI numbers, I think, as well as Chinese trade data. Do you want to talk us through those?
Yeah, it's all sort of, it's backload, isn't it, this week, as you said, the ECB. Yeah, we've got US inflation. That's going to be really important because actually the week after is the Fed. So the Federal Reserve is going to be announcing policy. So again, this is going to be a really important input for that. Most people expect the Fed to hike by 50 basis points next week. I think it would have to be a dramatic number to change that perception, but we'll see. Inflation, strangely enough, in Europe and in the US, headline inflation is about 8%. So it's both the same and obviously miles away from what they're trying to hit. China, exactly, trade data, we'll get another feel for just what these restrictions are like. I mean, we're hoping that that's going to improve going forward. Right now, we're going to be looking at data from the history during these restrictions. It's going to be poor, I suspect. But we also get Chinese inflation. which is also very interesting. Now, I mentioned US and European inflation at 8%. Now, Chinese CPI is only about 2%. So it's a lot lower, a lot more drivers of food, et cetera, within that. Now, that's allowing China to be supportive with their policy. They've announced all sorts of fiscal support. They've announced credit for the small businesses that are under incredible pressure in Shanghai. We need to see COVID restrictions be relaxed for all that to have a positive impact. And fingers crossed, we don't see inflation in China spike higher, because if we do that, then policymakers will have their hands tied behind their back, just like everyone else. So hopefully that's not the case. And hopefully we'll see China being the one area of potentially positive momentum going into the second half as restrictions lift.
I didn't actually appreciate quite how wide that differentiating was between inflation in the West and the East. Is that because of the lack of COVID relief?
No, it's really to do with the basket of goods and one of the things that are driving the different, the relative amounts. Of course, headline inflation in Europe and the US is a lot to do with energy as well. But, PPI in China is also at 8%. So the sort of industrial input pressure is also at 8%. So it's not a wholly positive picture in China either. It's just the consumer, the CPI is only at 2%.
Okay, fine. Now, so from 2% to your number for the week, what is it, Ben? What have you chosen for us and why have you chosen it?
Well, I'm going to be a bit selfish. I'm choosing 12 because on the 12th of June, it's my birthday.
So what will you be doing for your birthday, or can you say on air?
I'm going to go and have lunch, I think, with a few friends. That's my plan. I was going to potentially get hire a boat and go in the harbour, but I think the weather's a bit too miserable for that.
Oh, okay. So, but the lifting of restrictions, hopefully, fingers crossed, it's all got to be systems go for your birthday, hasn't it? All right. Well, Ben, thank you so much for the benefit of your insight, and have a happy birthday before we talk soon. And listeners might want to tune into our Market Talk Asia special, which is happening at the end of the month, where we'll be featuring Matt Rees, who's head of global bond strategies, and he'll be joining Ben and myself to talk a bit more extensively about what's happening in the world of fixed income. So do tune in for that if you've got the time. In the meantime, Ben, thank you so much again, and thank you to all our listeners. Thank you. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating, or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous, on the Apple Podcast app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookout for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal and general investment management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more great content, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website, elgim.com. Copyright 2021, Legal and General Investment Management Limited. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, including photocopying and recording, without the written permission of the publishers. This material is issued by Legal and General Investment Management Asia Limited, a licensed corporation, BBB 488, regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, for professional investors only.